三界奶奶妈多多神经没打败浪东吧，亲戚拉着多几脚能动啊牛哥就是，那做大的几个在种子房间在得了。感谢妹妹有妹妹妈爷爷妹来见到，把我们能在当着叔叔让给人家，这没意思，不是弄的。 木瓜根啊，浇瓜当当当，让人那么讲些当主人嘛的啦。现在让这位是为那你们我妹子的，刚当主管当面的，养大多呢当着了，做不上去就是不值把门白弄啊。现在那么当的也有经营些些难的啦的。
不是，都是中国人跟教导老毛根儿忙吧，中国人跟军军呢，谢谢把这里有当南京人嘛，真的跟军军是不？我就去装备进江这儿了，南京的姐姐给分头到这儿没多几种啊，人多。我那是单着吧，能跟他的娘呗？先进当姐姐，当的做不上姐姐，光把人不就这不是啥？第一阶段单的去了，就上公众就准备收人家呗。
Rinpoche urges us at the beginning to give rise to the enlightening mind and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon them. This for the purpose of gaining the state of enlightenment, that for the purpose of benefiting all sentient beings as vast as the sky.
Tanda tepa chenpu ju lam ten ju tenyi la tenyi tusam sepa te penyo sanje macha padan denpare.
So listening to and reflecting on this shastra, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra, then is of immeasurable benefit.
Tenyi penyo te jenpa Sotrem, something, sonle, somje sonamle, teparam papa, papa sonan topara, tene jilama rani son yurati, pinyunji tsikietazo tambuchi juin.
So, in the text itself, then it speaks about this immeasurable benefit in terms of the benefit of generosity or the merit accumulated from the practice of generosity, moral conduct, and meditative concentration.
Tene jimba le sunwe suenang de suenang chenpo suenang pa de meba suenang chenpo de denba yinmo chenpo re se tele chang tere chang kansa yin tere chang kansa yin lala xie ke kan kakhe xie ke Tanda, tene tekpa chenpu jyoy lama nde tune. Nde le tongwe ne tona da penyo paad me banjirwa ta chenpu te ta na cekzang tuken, jyoy lama nde ye cekzang ki tuken cek te tune, cek te le ye chepa goni mubar chona mubar gewa te gondo xepe Jinpa le sonwe gewa tenyi le suenam jya chenpo, suenam tele chi cho do jorpaam, suenam tele mama togure, sonpare.
Dikapso chuji jorpo di sanje re?
Chuji jorpo sanje nam re.
Sanje nam.
Chuja nam se do, chuji jorpo sanje nam na.
So, an individual, someone, then who is seeking for enlightenment, then who is seeking to attain the state of an all-knowing Buddha, then if such a person then offers uninterruptedly, offers continually, then fields or Buddha lands, then of, well, who offers then fields or heaps or great numbers
of various jewels. And those offerings, as said, are made interruptedly to the king of the Dharma, the Buddhas. And the offerings then are equal to then all of the grains of dust or the atoms in the Buddha fields. Then such offering will be immeasurably great. Such offering will be indescribably great. However, if there is another being, or some other ones, then who listen to a single word of this teaching, that is the teaching of the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, and having listened to it, having heard it, then there arises in them a great deal of devotion towards it, a great deal of faith towards it, a great deal of confidence towards it. Then this is said to be offering, and this offering then is then said to be even greater than the offering. The merit then of having done so is said to be even greater than the merit which is accumulated by the being previously mentioned who has offered these fields of jewels to the Buddhas.
Ta tanda do dona jimba le sonwe sona ja chembo kangle chang tene tepa chembo jela mten chu tute tene meba chena te pyo chebo ten bare.
In brief then, the merit of listening to a single word of this teaching, or the merit of faith arising having listened to a single word of this teaching, then is greater than the offerings of uncountable jewels to the Buddhas.
Dham chutlem le sumbe sunam le bhinu chepar tenpan lodin kanye lami sanjong dobe karpa tomariyan lunga yi jim beba meba chutlem treme songsi la yin kang dele tsiksan tukhin tuna jangne munande
So the next benefit then is in terms of moral conduct. And this verse then is on page 151. As there's a repetition of the verses on page 150 and 52. The translation reads, "One who hears but one word of this, and having heard, has faith in it, will attain greater virtue than that of the right conduct of the wise, who, longing for a highest enlightenment, keep effortless right conduct of body, speech, and mind, even be it for many cosmic aeons."
Lodin kanje, lodu de denba kanje, chutan son atayan, samba de laname basan chogam, zobe sanje jacoban toberin dope, samba zobe sanje jacoban toberin dope goni, chutan son. Tu karba tu teyan, tu jun tongatan mayan, but tu karba tomarian, karba tomara, karba mangur, lu. Ma ye jagoni, Luma ye som jagoni, Combe wang, bepa mebar, sejet, Luma ye som totem like into Combe wang, Betor mebar and yinja, teni, jok topa, Jupar and yinja totem in batenda with jajure, bepa meba, Betor mebar, teni totem lan jok topa, totem takwayon. Totem to me, sejet, totem tea. Nipa tramo sanje jang kuba meba. Nipa tramo. Sutem temi seje de trama seje de sutem charpa, sutem je jonrava. Tea sutem charpa, tramo sanje. Jonze sanje jang kuba meba. Sutem charpa hao. Sutem charpa seje de sutem dangarva. Sutem dangarva. Sotem jen garda te, sotem jen nipa re. Sotem, So tam dang garwe nye ba tamu tamu zang je jang ku ba me ba so tam chung zhe jang jang ba me ba sunwar se la sunwar se na te suena chenpo re suena pa de me ba chenpo re yina yang te le jang suena mcho de churba te garwe se na tikpa chenpo jui lam ten ju tuba de re sunwar re te le jang gaza yin ga she ke tikpa chenpo jui lam de le De tu na ton ton da peyo sanje majaba de ba muche gute ton chetawa yin de ma to na ya chetsan tu chen chet de tu ne de ba dan ku ba ma ji na peyo chen bo yang to go yo ma re chetsan tu chen chet tu ne de la mo ba dan ku ba je wa jo na de ne ge wan di Sutram leson, geva tele, suena chiman, tobanjo, condo shape, sutram leson, geva te, tele, suena chimama, choto jubature.
So, if some being, then someone who is endowed with intelligence, endowed with wisdom, then if such a one wishes to obtain the unsurpassable great enlightenment, and if then, in order to do this, that person practices for many, many kalpas, for many aeons, many great periods of time, the who practices effortlessly, naturally, conduct of body, speech, and mind, who practices effortlessly the right conduct of body, speech, and mind, effortlessly, naturally, and protects that conduct, keeps it stainless, keeps it faultless, there's a great deal of merit in that, undescribable, immeasurable, immeasurable merit. But compared to that, however, if another being then listens to one word of this teaching, and having listened to it, one word of this teaching gives rise to faith, devotion, and confidence in it, then that benefit is even greater. If one listens to this teaching and does not give rise to faith, confidence in it, it is of not so great benefit. But giving rise to such faith or confidence, then the merit accumulated is even greater than the merit which is accumulated by the previous being.
Tundan do donata sanje jo kompa toparn de pagoni tu karpa mambo lo chote yan da ba so wa le chan te pa chen bi je la ma ten jun de tu ne me ba chen de te pen che ba ten pare so ba.
So briefly speaking, a person who listens to one word of this teaching and having listened to it gives rise to great faith and devotion, such a person's merit will be even greater than another person who, through desiring to reach the state of complete, perfect enlightenment, practices or holds right moral conduct for many aeons or kalpas.
Kangin dana, Siba som genimo, manger some din. Lada, tan and tarson, zobe, sanjon, pomi, tabomba. Yingan dele, chitan took in tunajan and munande. Some din les on give a tele, sunachim and topanjo, riches of a song.
And so the next verse is that of meditative concentration, and it reads, translation. One who hears but one word of this, and having heard, has faith in it, will attain greater virtue than that of the meditative stability of others whose concentration rids the three worlds of defilement's fires and brings achievement of the divine state of Brahma's paradise, even if it is practiced as a means to supreme immutable enlightenment.
Kanye hipa kansa kanye, mo kanye. Dana hipin jikti in dana Sipa somji nimong menjir samdi sipa somje nyomomba me tabate ni jebar nubam nyomom me tabate ni jebar nubam samdine jil sene
rinpoche shu jilwa
jir se jete jebar sepa nyomomba me tabo jirwate jebar sepe samdine te ladang chane se jete lain Lai neba something yedan. Sangbe neba, tse meba, yella soba. Dedayan, porto sonwan tarsonba. Something yedan, tse meba, ye tarsonba. Zoba sanjong pomi tabgomba. Zoba sanjeje gombang. Deni, poa meba, toba tabso gomba, te suena chi mangdom penmo. This is not a good thing. The
decaps are in the sun, and torso down, Pomisen.
Then is something yet that say me by yet and tarsumba, tarsimba. Gomba de Tegala gomba san maimba, something yet that say me by yet tarsimba, chick. Tarsimba gomba. Gomba dea, Joba Sanje, the gomba tope, tapso gomna. そういうのは全部とこです。うん。え、ロマン。じゃあ、てね、ラダン参拝、え、コンパン飛ばさんいな、ペンチェボマラバ。サンディやだ、てめばいや、たるせんばごん。てや、ゾブサンジェジコンパン飛ばさべちえど、ゴンバイな、そういうのは一番部とこれ。てれちゃん。銀館でれ、せだたてじばれ、かんざ。 Kansa yin lala ke kakhe ke nga ye ke ke tene thikpa chenpe jui lama ten yun tene tu te, tu ne te pa jina gondu ke pa samdeen le songwe gewaam suena tele chi mangdo mprawaam chi mangbo to gure
Likap so si sum dang kam sum chi gure be
Re
So then an individual who practices the meditative concentration which pacifies or quenches the fires of the disturbing emotions of the three worlds or the three realms, that of desire, the formless realm, and form realm, form and formless realms, then if that person then meditates, practices meditation, then for the purpose of obtaining enlightenment, for obtaining the enlightenment which is unmoving, unchanging, and they do this through the practice of the four meditative concentrations and the four immeasurables, and then they aim to, as said, achieve the perfect enlightenment, and then not, their aim is not the God realms or the realm of Brahma, then there is a great deal of merit in this, an immeasurable amount of merit. If one practices the meditative concentrations and the four immeasurables simply for the purpose of obtaining rebirth in the God realms or in the Brahma heavens, then this is of not so great merit. But here it's being spoken about, here what is being spoken about is someone who practices for the purpose of attaining supreme enlightenment, perfect enlightenment. And so that merit is immeasurable, is very great. However, as before, a person who listens to a single word of this teaching and having heard it gives rise then to faith and confidence in it, then compared to the meditative concentration, the merit, the virtue accumulated from the meditative concentration of the former person, the person who listens and has faith in a word of this teaching, their merit will be even greater.
Then a jilama la tusam se pa pemi kevar sambare.
So then briefly, a person then who, for the purpose of obtaining the state of perfect enlightenment, practices the four meditative concentrations and the four limitlessnesses. Before I said immeasurables, but it's limitlessnesses. Four limitlessnesses, then the merit accumulated from that will be great, but the person who listens and gives and has faith, gives rise to faith in a single word of this teaching, their merit will be even greater.
Tetar jimba tsotrem samdin somle satne lape sunan tepe jimsin karre sana jimsin tembare jimsin ne kanser jimbe lonjo ta ne drop si chen trem jen thori gombe nyumon pong si la hirab nyumon hiza kumbong teyi se denjo nye te teyi yun nende tu yin ki sabasong
So then one needs a reason for why the merit is greater here than the merit of one who practices generosity, moral conduct, and meditative concentration. Needs to give a reason, and the reason is that generosity brings affluence, right conduct leads one to the higher states, meditative stability removes the coarse defilements, but wisdom removes all defilements and the obscurations. Therefore, this wisdom is the most excellent thing. Its cause is to study such teachings as this.
The Jumsen Karasena Dami Mosum the Topi Kirab Dantrana Dami Topi Kirab Dantra Tarabi Jimba Katsijitana Yang Jimba Ti and Devo Te Karasena Tori. Tene tanda doikanda zukanje lai komba lai nez che togre ma to nyangile tharpa tang tharpa se che te nyen tu ranja je dra jong sa tham che che ba de zo ba sanje ji komba re ti tharpa da tham che che ba komba rop thu ma re rop thu ma re tene te pa che bi ju la ma ten ju la thu sam se ba yin no Tene, that Tarpa the Tamjan Chamber compound, Droba la Caragogre Sena, Tene, Ton Tampa Demba Moons from the Togore. Twenda Demba Tea and Tato de Sengenelogre. Tatunda, Twenda, Ton Tampa Demba, Twenda Demba Tamjan and Tato Sengenelog to Togore. Ten Chore. T. Jote, Tene, take by Chamber Jude Lama Ten Jun de, Tubate. Then a damning one from the top, here up the Jew, but this, and then a Jimba, Sotem, something, some you gave a chepper and papa Jumsin, there is Tandy Cubs of Jumsin.
So, the reason here for why listening and giving faith to this teaching is greater than the practice of generosity,
moral conduct and meditative concentration is as follows. That if one does not have, if one is free from, separated from having the wisdom that realizes non-self, then no matter how much generosity one practices, how generous one is, that the goal of that, or the fruit, result of that generosity will simply be the possessing in the future the wealth, the possessions, the riches of gods and men. But it will not lead to the state of liberation. It will not lead to the omniscience of a Buddha. If one does not have this wisdom that realizes non-self, then no matter how well one's practices moral conduct, how stainless, how pure one keeps one's moral conduct, that will also not lead to the state of liberation or the omniscience of a Buddha, but will only lead, the ultimate fruit of simply the practice of that moral conduct will only lead to then being reborn in the realms of God and men and receiving a good birth in those realms. In the same way, that if one does not have the wisdom that realizes the non-self of the individual and the non-self of phenomena, then no matter how one's meditative concentration, practice of that meditative concentration, or practice of the four limitlessnesses, no matter then how one pointed the meditative stability of one is, it will only lead to rebirth in then the form realms and the realm of desire, the form realm, and the formless realms. However, if one is endowed with this wisdom that realizes the non-self of phenomena and the individual, then the ultimate fruit of that is the state of liberation and omniscience. The state of liberation here refers to then the result of the vehicle of the hearers and the vehicle of the self-realizers, while the state of omniscience then refers to the state or condition of a fully enlightened Buddha. So for that reason, then listening and reflecting on this text, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, then is of a greater benefit, because this text then teaches the ultimate meaning. It teaches the meaning of the ultimate truth. And the ultimate meaning then, taken to its furthest extent, then is the same as the nature of the mind. And so this text teaches about the nature of the mind. So for that reason, listening to this text, and not only listening to it, giving rise to faith and confidence in it, will be of greater benefit than the aforementioned three.
Tene chepar do something le song ge wa lem pha pa jun sin gar ra sa no something je ting ge zin gon na something je nyu mon ba ngun jor sam nyu mon ba ngun jor wa nyu mon ba hyo kyen bo nyu mon ba ngun jor ba so ngo ne ba tam re ma do sa ba ne je tho ko ma re da mi to pe khira mi na da mi to pe khira tuyendan tokpa khirab, chudan kanzak dhamme pa ngonsun to tokpa khirab che, tene nyum mongpa tan hibze drepa nika, saba ni che toba ti se na, tene ti jyote tikpa tenpa jyoy lama tenju tuba yinpa se na, ti penyong che ware. Jumsi ti se na penyong che ware.
So the reason why listening to this text and giving rise to faith in it is of greater benefit than the practice of meditative concentration and meditative stability is for the reason is as follows, that through meditative concentration and meditative stability, Samten and Tingenzin, then one is able to reduce the power of the disturbing emotions. One is able to take away the power from them. However, one is not able to cut them by the root. In order to cut the disturbing emotions at the root, in order to pull them up from the root, then one needs to have the wisdom that realizes the ultimate. One needs to have the wisdom that realizes the non-self of the individual and the non-self of phenomena.
These are not any thick patching with Jew Lama, Lobjon, Saber, Cup, so then it trova you about the car chimbore, trova down, teba yona, then it's an anchimbote tabot over here.
Trova gawa.
Trova than gawa.
So therefore,
gawa teba.
Therefore, while studying this text, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, the Jew Lama, it is extremely important then to have great joy in doing it and to have faith in the text while studying it. Rinpoche is now going to explain the dedication of this text. The dedication in the English version is on page 158-159, and in the Tibetan it is on page 41, the beginning of the fifth line.
Tā te pa chenpe jui lāma la tūsam gōmba se pe gēwa ngōwa ne, ngōwa tsikie te tā jui lāma tsāwa le, kuñjo nāmbara sāngkāng trimē sāngjo yuñdien tēne te, tēne nāmden tsūrjīn hie le dāk gēwa kāngto pa, tēne rōndien tāye wēngā tāngsōng se pa mēng tōngshin.
So, from the root text, the dedication of the virtues of listening and reflecting on this text reads as follows. Whatever virtue I obtain through having properly explained these 7 points, the jewels, the perfectly pure essence, immaculate enlightenment, its qualities and Buddha activity. Through it may beings see the sage of boundless life, he endowed with limitless light, and having seen him, once their stainless Dharma eyes are opened, may they then achieve supreme enlightenment.
Sanje Dorje Ne Tambo Sanje Kunjo, Dorje Ne Nipa Chu Kunjo, Sumba Gendin Kunjo, Yapa Khan Devari Shikpe Nyingbo, Ngapa Sancho, Trokwa Yuntin, Dunban Tene Te, Tene Namba Dunyam, Dorji Ne Dunyam, Tsurkin Shepa Le Songwe Geva Ti, Rova Simchin Tamche Che, Transong Tse Padme Pangwen Sumtun Tong Te, Tong Ne Chang Ne Chumik Temi Chite Se Jute, Tanda Chujimik Tema Mepa, Yang Tapa, Pena Kanzak da me banda, chuji da me pa tong un sum to toba, chu tam jeje nelo yabu hito pechumi temi jite. Tene zobe sanjeje combat tober hoji sombat.
Chuji make the Kanzak and chuji dak munsum du topa.
Chuji
dak me and Kanzaki dak munsum du topa.
Chumi temi jese, chuji da me da, tanda kunzop tang, ton tambata kunzop to chuji nezo.
So then the meaning here is then through basically mainly through explaining the 7 points of this text, the first point of the Buddha, the second point of the Dharma, the third point of the Sangha, the fourth point of the basic element, the Buddha nature, the fifth point of perfect enlightenment, the sixth point of the qualities, and the seventh point of the activity, then through having explained that, may the Buddha limitless life then be met, and may one's Dharma eye, one's pure Dharma eye, one's stainless Dharma eye be opened. And the meaning here is then may one realize the ultimate, may one realize the correct mode of being of all phenomena. May one realize then the non-self of the individual and of phenomena. And then ultimately, then may one achieve the perfect supreme Buddhahood.
The Chetan de Penyon Tangovani de Jilam Tenji Jama Jilant Tala. Shabli Yere, the Mulla here Gubujum Sente, the Nepion de Yapuhina, Love Jones, Sebala, Sem Gava, the Trova Yungre, Trova Yuna, Suna Chembo, Tobesena, the Nepion de Mulla here Gubujum Sente. The Nemova Tenga, so Chudunji Jisomova de Dona, Chu Tambe Chula. To some say, Bala Sunam Jacimbo Yang Pigre, Sepa me by Yungre Tisena, a Pion Tangoa need the moonly Hugo by Jumchin Teta Lasso.
So then, usually, the benefits and the dedication occur at the end of a text, but then Rinpoche is explaining them here close to the beginning. The reason being, because if one knows the benefits of studying the text, then that will increase one's confidence, one's faith in the text, and it will increase one's joy in studying that text. And so for that reason, he explains it at the beginning. And also to explain the dedication of the text so that we'll be able then to say the dedication of the text after hearing the teachings.
Ta tereng ngi chi ya te tene dor ji ne doin ji na ne sun ba den den kun jo re.
Then we're going to be speaking about then the jewel of the Sangha today. The root text is on the back of page 3, the top line at the end, starts Semde. And in the English, of course, then it's on page
20-21. Roba ni su du de temba te da jati ke pata ta asome.
So in this presentation of the rare and sublime Dharma, then it first is expressed or presented in terms of a praise, and then the qualities are presented as two, and third there is an expanded explanation applying then these qualities and reasonings together as before.
Tele tambo to bagoni mubo jobani. Same day rangi wesarve na numongo mizekpe. Kanda dokun damin taji anda ton tamje la. Zobe sanjo jigo zipa draba mebe longawa.
So the root text then reads as follows. And I have a slightly different translation from the one in the book. So I'll read you that one and then you can compare the two. Since the mind is of the nature of radiant clarity, the disturbing emotions are without essence. Seeing that, bodhisattvas unmistakenly realize that all beings are without self, ultimately peace. They see that the perfect Buddha pervades all beings. Having wisdom without veils, they see with pristine wisdom the purity of limitless sentient beings. To them I bow.
Semte hiba semte kari semre sena sancho semba ser mudo ba semre. Sancho semba ser mudo ba semte ne nimbo rang yinje wo sarwa. Semje ne lo rang yinje wo sarwa ngon som do chorpe, ngon som do tope. Ngon som do tope, topji. Nyumong wo mi zekbe se du panza de nyumong bare. Panza nyumong ba nam wo dema ne cheva me bar zekbe nyumong je ngobo, nyumong je rangi, nyumong je tsini dema ne tangbo, dema ne tangbo ne ka ne ye ne kekbare. Dhamma ne cheva me par zikpe, cheva me pa, denpa trupe cheva me par zikpe, zikpa res. Thambo te jona kare to.
A bodhisattva with a mind that does not fall back, since he directly realizes the remedy as being of the nature of radiant clarity, has seen the essence of that which is to be abandoned, the disturbing emotions, from the very beginning does not arise. He has seen then that bodhisattva, whose mind does not fall back, does not turn back, then sees that the remedy, dini nyempo karare nyempo de?
Ah.
Nyempo?
Nyempo rang yin ji wo sarwa.
Re, nyempo rang shin gi ursawa yin yan.
Rang yin ji wo sarwa, sem ji ne lo rang yin ji wo sarwa te ta ngon do chorpare. Sem ji rang yin kan devar kikpi nyempo rang yin wo sarwa te ngon som do to na, tene te nyempo re.
So what is meant by remedy here is the pristine wisdom of the past. That is, that which pacifies, that which exhausts the defilements the veils of the disturbing emotions and the veils of that of the knowable. And then that is of the nature of radiant clarity, and that is directly realized. And then, that being the case, then one sees that the essence of the disturbing emotions, the nature of the disturbing emotions, the basic characteristic of the disturbing emotions, then from the beginning, from the very beginning, primordially, do not arise. So the meaning here is that the superior bodhisattvas then have directly realized the basic nature of the Buddha nature, and then having done that, they see that the disturbing emotions do not arise from the beginning, that they have no truly inherent existence.
kandan rokun damin taki yanda tone sit de tawen papa sanje sambati rang semji chini wesa de chini bongo de chote nyumong o doni keva me par zepa sam yin pa droba kunje droba kunje rangin rangin chang tene kanzak da da chuje da me pe trupan ta tam ji hewa tene dobares.
So it's not only the case that the superior bodhisattvas realize the true nature of their own mind, but having done so, they also see that the basic nature of all sentient beings then is the pacification of elaboration, is the dharmata, is then that which is free from the self of the individual and the self of phenomena. They also then directly see that.
Rang semji ne lo wo sa de hi ni bu ngon sum do to hin to pe nyu mon ba nam de ma ne che wa me par ze hin semji nam jang semji ko jang ga za dang chu je da ga za dang chu je da de ma do ba tru ba tam je tru ben ta tam je hi wa ngon sum do to ba se.
If one wants to put it in the form of a syllogism, then it would go as follows. The subject of the syllogism is the Churchen, is the superior bodhisattvas. Then the superior bodhisattvas that they are endowed with or they possess the pristine wisdom which knows things just as they are, because they have directly realized the radiant clarity nature of their own mind, and they have seen that the essence of the disturbing emotions do not arise from the very beginning, primordially do not arise, and they also see that the nature of all sentient beings then is has been completely pacified, or is the pacification, is free from all elaborations, is free from then the self of the individual and that of phenomena.
Yanda to ne hipendi parni di yarta tini yarta jetanda jetan chimbi hitin par. Sende rangi wo sarve na nyumong wo mize kanda rogin damin ta ki yanda to ne hipati pardo tanda parni jetan chimbi hitin par.
So in the root text. So anyway, up to that point that he read to is the part of the root text then dealing with the superiors having the pristine wisdom of the pristine wisdom which knows things just as they are.
Tamje la dzogpa sanje jiyo zekpa o ta ti kabze chinyin chinbi ki tenpare. Chujin tam Tamje la se chujin, chujin semjin tamje la. Chunyi zhoba sanje je, chujo ko devari hikwe nyingbu, chaparam, chapam, jisu shokba. Jisu shokba ang chapar zepa goni, chapar zepa na, chenyin chenbe ishi nga wale.
So seeing that the Dharmata, the body of qualities of the perfect Buddha, the Buddha nature, pervades all sentient beings, the Bodhisattva has the pristine wisdom that knows whatever there is.
So if one puts this into a syllogism, again the subject is the superior bodhisattvas. This time the superior bodhisattvas have the pristine wisdom which knows whatever there is. The reason is because then they see that the Dharmata, the perfect body of quality, the body of qualities of the perfect Buddha, then pervades all sentient beings.
Drippa may be long hour, same chin, numb down, tie you chin, he's in a tail and the hickies of a song. Teda, Rambata, Yola, Chakwa, Newmon, but Drippa, Toba, his Drippa may be low. Jigdin and the Bekira, Nav Goni. Same chin, numb the Chuji, number Takwan Chimbatan. This same chin tie, but a chaper and chin be your chin, the dame said, he's on Tada, he just zip on number Tapan Nabe. Lujin Tamji Jam Chodo Joba Tela Guni Tamen Du Jibao.
So the part of the root text reading, having wisdom without veils, they see with pristine wisdom the purity of limitless sentient beings, to them I bow. Through having wisdom beyond the world, a mind without the veils of attachment and obstruction regarding objects, they, the superior bodhisattvas, see the completely pure sphere of qualities of sentient beings. Because superior bodhisattvas have the wisdom which knows that the sphere of qualities pervades limitless sentient beings, they have the completely pure, pristine wisdom which sees all knowables. I bow down to those who have become a supreme place of refuge for all beings.
And the Latajo Chukonele Lazare Papa Sancho Semba Namji Chujin.
So, putting this into a syllogism, superior bodhisattvas then see that the Drupse de Chuji Ying Nampar Dakpa Chimpa, Chimpa Yinte.
Akare. Chuji te Drupchiro.
Drupchiro.
Drupchiro. Drupchiro.
Drupchiro. Drupchiro.
Papa Sanju Simba Chuji Ying.
Drupchiro. So the superior bodhisattvas then see
that the sphere of qualities is completely pure, because then they have the wisdom which is beyond the world, the then mind which is free from the veils of attachment and obstruction.
Oh, yeah.
ตนดาฉากปัญญ์เดบเลญูมมบดปะละตรวเป็นจิตติเลนเดบิชิระงะเป็นจุนซินเจตะนิจุยินนัมบัตตาปาจะตันจินเปยิชิยะปะตุบะระฉากปัญญ์ญูมเปยิชิเดฉากปัญญ์ญูมมบดปะเมเป็นจิตติเลนเดบลุงะเปชิระงะเปตินซิจิยันจาตา tanda tenche ma go brava tenda ngoma de chi kwa yero wa cha pa nyu mo ba dra pa me ben ji tin len de pe chi ra nga ba ten che ki ta ji de ne pa pa sa ju sam ba nam la chu yin nam bar ta pan chen ba je tan chen be yi xin nga gre su do ba nga ba te do pa re ten ba
so by this reasoning that superior bodhisattvas have the wisdom which is beyond the world, which is free from a mind, which is free from the veil here of attachment or the veil of the disturbing emotions. Then by that they see, again, the complete purity of the sphere of qualities means that they have the pristine wisdom which sees things just as they are.
Oh, yeah, ta. Ta jo nipa te papa san jo sanpa ju jin, zo ki ju jin se. Rup ju te shivzan tata le yehi zipa nambar tapa ngawa yin te, di kapsa jini jinpa te dowe. Ta gong te jante, toba shivza drapa me pe lo, jikdin linde pe, toba, Toba hibs a drapa may be injecting in there, but here up Navagoni Chuji ying te, same chin tamchilla, chaparin chamber, you chin them, they embassy.
So, the next syllogism here is concerned with then the superior bodhisattvas having the pristine wisdom which sees whatever there is. Again, the subject is the superior bodhisattvas, and the superior bodhisattvas purely see, then or purely possess the wisdom which sees all knowables, all to be known, because they have the wisdom which is beyond the world and which is free from the veil of obstruction, and they see that the sphere of qualities of the Buddha then pervades all sentient beings.
Telandoi, te carasana te tabu yun tindan dembe, Luchin simchin kunji, jamne do churpa, papa gundin tela, gundin tamen duto, kube and duto, toto.
So then one bows down to those who are possessed with those qualities. The superior bodhisattvas, the superior sangha here, one bows down to them with respect through the three doors. Now we'll...
put your
first chant. chant this in Tibetan and then we should read it in English, so I guess then we should read the translation from the book since everyone has that one.
Sundaraje Vaisarvena Namo Gomezebe Kandadroken Dame Antashya Yanda Dorne Antandila Zabe Sanje Jezo Zeba Dreba Mebe Lungawa Senje Nanda Daye Yurje Yeshe Zema De Lado
Ya, ta chetan su inji to. Dang kande chi jagin ta. Chetan su inji dang kande chi jagin, dang ya po kande chi jagin. Dang rinpo jagin ya, tong tong jagin ka na kar ka na. Dang ya ita.
Page 20, verse 13. Chanted in whichever melody is most suitable.
The young becha does a dang jan at the listen, Sam Sandona, young Kova Yaboy. Sansa dang me pass in don, Samsa dang jan and don't go.
So sometimes one should chant like with some kind of melody, and sometimes just chant without melody. On the left side is more verse form.
13. The Gendin Conjo Jetavan de Kedar Samur and De Lolo Zong Yang Yang the Jorna, the Net and I told Togare, De Nan Yang, Detam Mayimbe, the Net Tikida Mambu Yungure. The Sola Tik Mambu Kidayere. Sam Ranking, Wazar, Nyomo, Movo, Kibalazova, Tik Mambu Yere, Tik Yinda Yang Mambu Zo Tograva. Then there was on a tenet to get Jobu here. Ben the same Dawitana, same Matapa, same Tongba, same Dameba, same Jedeva, same Jidunga Mambo Yungrava. Then there was on a tenet, the Chuke Latina young Sing Mambo, Chuke Latina Parke Yangzo Togre, Chuke Yang Mambozo Togre. Then there was over.
So the one should chant this verse and read it and chant it again and again. Because this verse of the rare and sublime then Sangha is very profound, and not only that, through chanting it, through reading it, then there are many words here in Tibetan, and through reading it then one will be able to understand the meaning of those words, and those words then are not only used here, but one finds them in many different contexts, such as the word sem or mind. One finds it in different connections, the essence of the mind, the nature of the mind is impermanent, and so forth. The mind is suffering, the mind is happy. Suffering mind, a happy mind, and so forth. And so through reading it and learning these words, then one's Tibetan, both in terms of colloquial and in terms of dharmic, Tibetan will increase.
Oh yeah, tanga so yang pinyon dengi. Tangbo peke la don. Tene jiran so yin jila don ne pong sa.
So now we'll read the benefits first in Tibetan. First in Tibetan and then in English. So the Tibetan then is on page, the back of page 38. The third line in the middle. It's the first one.
Topsong. Okay, Topsong.
Topsong.
Kanje Sanjo Dondo Nyerve Zeyen Ove Deban Sanje Jindor Nyamba Nye Jujana Nadaborla Jigandele Tsitantujen Tune Jane Munadi Jimbale Zangiva Dele Senanje Mando Barjo.
Yeah, I didn't think it.
I don't have my book, I can't see.
Yeah, China man don't do. Yeah, more than that. China the
Page 150, 379. But there's a mistake here, so one has to go 379 on page 150 for generosity, but for right conduct, then one has to go down to page 151, number 2, for right conduct. And then for dhyana, one has to go to 381 on page 152, or 380 on 150.
Yeah. I know.
One who hears but one word of this and having heard has faith in it will attain greater virtue than another who, striving for a bodhi, offers golden lands adorned with jewels equal in number to all the atoms of the Buddha fields to the Dharma King daily. No. Number 2 on page, yeah, down the bottom.
Okay. One who hears but one word of this, and having heard, has faith in it, will attain greater virtue than that of the right conduct of the wise who, longing for highest enlightenment, keep effortless right conduct of body, speech, and mind, even be it for many cosmic eons.
Tune in, John.
One who hears but one word of this, and having heard, has faith in it, will attain greater virtue than that of the meditative stability of others who have Dhyana bridged the three worlds of defilement's fires, and brings achievement of the divine state of Brahma's paradise, even if it is practiced as a means of supreme immutable enlightenment.
The dedication, it's again page 41, fifth line of the Tibetan.
Dedication.
Tibetan is on page 41, the fifth line. Now we can and reflect upon the meaning of the rare and sublime Sangha.
Yambo Ching Dengin is a good song. Re Gola Tambo Chu So begin the sessions then in the future with the chanting of the praises to the three rare and sublime ones, and we'll finish the sessions with the chanting of the dedications and, the benefits and the dedications.